We're learning tonight the Tshuvot of Rav Avadia Yosef. Tonight, Shelot B'Tshuvot Chavedat Chela Gimel. Tonight, Siman Nun Hei. Something that shouldn't come up this year, but just in case it does, it can come up every Mosei Shabbat, particularly having to do with Purim. Normally, in a good year, when Purim doesn't come out on a Friday, Purim sometimes comes out on a Friday, even in good years. It's just rare. It's going to happen again in 2025, and then not again for another 20-something years. Okay? Comes out on the Friday, or on any other day that you start, and you start your seudah, normally Purim, you start your seudah in the afternoon. And the seudah Purim tends to extend. It can go and go, seudah Purim is me'al hazman. And so you can finish sometimes after Purim's already over, and you have to say Berkat HaMazon. Okay, good. Incidentally, all the poskim point out, if you drink so much on Purim that you're forgetting to say Berkat HaMazon, you have your priorities messed up. Berkat HaMazon is a din d'oraita. Drinking on Purim, whatever it is not that level. So you have to say Berkat HaMazon. Do you say Allah Nisim or not? It's no longer Purim. But you started your Seudah on Purim. So do you say Allah Nisim? Now this year it's a lot more complicated because we're not going to let you do that. But in theory you could because this year it's Shabbat. So you have to do Kabbalah Shabbat. Kiddush, we'll talk about it maybe. It's a little bit more complicated. But how do you do it? Or any Mosei Shabbat. You start Seudah Shlishit before. And the speaker, the singing, the food, the avira is so wonderful, you don't even realize till you finish Shabbat over. Okay, we'll say Berkat HaMazon, we'll do Arvi. Do you say Ratzei V'Achli, say no or not, Shabbat's over. Yes. I started, but how do you know? So it's a Machloket Rishonim. It's a Machloket Rishonim. The Aruch HaChaim says that we follow the beginning of the meal, but not always. We follow the beginning of the meal. He says you start the Seudah on Chanukah, you start the Seudah on Purim. Chanukah should also end, right? You say Allah Nisim, you follow the beginning of the meal. The meal is nikba by the time that you start.
When you have the base of food, that's what the obligation is on the law. So by then, without obligation, it's not the rest of the
Shabbat. Okay, but now it's no longer Shabbat.
No, but you're obligated out of when you make that amount.
Right, so we correct. So that's what I always thought, but there's a little bit of a problem, we'll get to. Dr. Sagadu was saying, when did you eat? Did you eat on Shabbat? If you ate on Shabbat, you need to say Ratzei V'Achli Tzeinu. I don't care when you say it. You ate on Purim? Even if you say Berkat HaMazon later, you need to say Allah Nisim. Because what is Mechayev, the Berkat HaMazon, the eating? You ate on Purim, so you say Berkat.
Your obligation started as soon as you think you're required on the food, and that obligation
is included in the Shabbat. So yes, but there's a... So I always thought that way until I saw there's a little bit of a problem with it in Shulchan Aruch.
There's another flaw with that. So let's say it's a regular Wednesday coming into West Coast.
Yeah.
Started on Wednesday, and I had a kibbutz of food from right before sundown, and another kibbutz after.
Yeah. So what if you do both? No. So Dr. Sagadu would tell you to do both.
But how do I do both?
Or what if you have the following problem? So Dr. Sagadu will have a problem. The following situation: what if you do seudah shlishit and it's great? It's the most amazing seudah. It's going and going and going. It started Shabbat, Motzei Shabbat, Sunday's Rosh Chodesh. Shabbat was not Rosh Chodesh, but Motzei Shabbat is Rosh Chodesh, and you ate both before and after. Now what are you going to do? If you say both, it's kind of weird, right? No, but once you ate on Rosh Chodesh, you say Alev Yavon Benching. Meaning, if you think it, so now you have a problem. You have to pick your poison. So your Chaim says you follow the beginning, leave me alone. The Rosh writes, he says no. The Rosh says, the Rosh argues that if you started on Shabbat, you don't say after Shabbat. After Shabbat, he says, you don't say Ritzay anymore. You only say Ritzay on Shabbat. How does he know? Let's say you forget Mincha on Shabbat. You didn't say Mincha on Shabbat. You remembered Mosei Shabbat. What do you do? Tfilat Tashlumin. Brachot, Kavav. You say Tashlumin. What do you do? You say RV twice.
It's not the same.
Correct.
The first
okay.
time is for now, and the second time doesn't make sense if you're going to go back to
correct. Okay. So you're already in step two, but let's do step one. That's step three. Okay, let me get everyone on board with step one, then we'll do Asher why it's wrong, and then Dr. Levinson why it's even more wrong. Step one is the Rosh writes like this. If you forget Mincha on Shabbat, so you're making up Mincha after Shabbat, you make Arvit twice. What Arvit do you say? Arvit Shochol. Right? Most days you say one Arvit Shochol, and then the second Tfilah you say also Arvit Shochol. Why? You're making up your Berkat HaMazon of, you're making up Mincha of Shabbat. But now it's Chol, so you say Chol. So So he says the same thing, Berkat HaMazon. Now it's Chol, say Berkat HaMazon Shel Chol. Follow what it is now. Don't you see that you follow what it is now? The second problem is actually a Din Shulchan Aruch, and we follow this. Let's say you did the following this year. It's not recommended, but if you did it, you started your Suda 1 o'clock, Friday Purim. And it's going, and it's going, and it's going, and it's going, and look at your watch, 6:30 Shabbat. What do? You cover the table, you make kiddush, and you move on, and you keep eating. What do you say in Berkat HaMazon? Then you say Ritzeh. Then you say Ritzeh, because now it's Shabbat. He says, if it's now it's Shabbat, so you see, you follow now. So that's the machloket achronim. What does the Shulchan Aruch mean? But Rav Avadia says, wait a minute. Rav Avadia says, what about Aster and David Levinson's point? The Rosh is saying, look, just like you missed Mincha, so you're making up Mincha, you missed Mincha Shel Shabbat. Arvit Shel Mosei Shabbat, you now say twice. The first for Arvit, the second for Mincha. And you say Arvit Shel Chol, you say Shmona Amidah Shel Chol. So Aster pointed out, no, they're not the same. Why are you making up Mincha? Mincha's over. Nigmar. Batel. It's finished. You can't. You owe a tefillah. You owe a tefillah, so you have to make it up. Which tefillah? What are you going to make it up? What can you do now? All I can do now is tefillah Shel Chol. That's what I have to do. But Berkat HaMazon is still connected to the original meal. The meal went till now. The meal went till Shabbat. Okay. But it's continuing. It's a direct continuation. It's very, very different. Okay, let's assume right now. Secondly, is Dr. Levinson's point. He says, wait a minute. By Shabbat, the Shla writes like this. Because the Ben Yishchai writes, the Ben Yishchai comes to a compromise. The Ben Yishchai writes, oh, Shabbat and Yom Tov, yes. Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, and Purim, no. Meaning, on Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, and Purim, if you go from one day to the next, you follow what it is right now. On Shabbat and Yom Tov, you follow the beginning. And he leaves the blank. That's all he says. So Rav Avadia says, Micha Chamu Yudea Pesher Davari, says, you don't say? He said he must be following the Shla. The Shla says, why on Shabbat and Yom Tov? Because it's the mitzvah of Tosefet Shabbat. You're allowed to start Shabbat early and you're allowed to end Shabbat later. So you were eating Suda Shlishit, you were enjoying. You look at your watch, oh my God, Shabbat ended. Who told you Shabbat ended? You're allowed to extend Shabbat. It's still Shabbat. Tosefet Shabbat. That's why you say Ritzeh.
And if I don't move 7 Shabbat?
No, it'll be Drabanan, but you may have violated the Ravanan, admittedly. You might have. Fine. But he says maybe Shabbat and Yom Tov, but the Shulchan Aruch writes B'chad HaMachta. He says the whole thing together. You always follow the beginning of the meal. We assume you always follow the beginning of the meal. Whenever the beginning of the meal started, that's what you do, except if you said Arvit. If you already said Arvit, and then you want to go back and say Berkat HaMazon after, and now you have a problem. So let's say you did this. You want to turn your Suda Shlishit into Malav HaMalka. So you sit down to Suda Shlishit, it's great. You're like, ooh, Arvit. Everybody gets up, Arvit. Now you want to say Berkat HaMazon after. Now you don't say Ritzeh. Even though the meal started Shabbat, once you said Arvit Shel Chol, it's over. Or the Suda Purim, sometimes this happens. You're sitting, eating. Someone's like, Arvit. Meaning the sober people come over, they need to be Maslim Minyan, they pull a handful of the people drinking over, they do Arvit, and then we have to do Berkat HaMazon. Once you said Arvit of the next day, so then you no longer can say Berkat HaMazon of the original day, because now it's a Tarte Desatre. But any time it comes to a meal that goes from one day to the next, we follow the beginning, the original, the first day when you started it, except if you already said Arvit of the next day, then the meal is considered to be finished.